This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for a massive car bomb explosion today in Afghanistan's capital. At least 14 people were killed. 145 others are reported wounded, including more than 90 civilians, women and children among them. Authorities say the attacker detonated his suicide vehicle as it entered a police compound in western Kabul. The blast sent a huge cloud of smoke and ash that could be seen across the city. Today's attack comes even as the insurgents continue talks with the United States about ending the 18-year war, with signs indicating an agreement is close. The Taliban issued a warning Tuesday for Afghan citizens to boycott the presidential vote set for September and all election rallies leading up to it. U.S. President Donald Trump today visits Dayton, Ohio, and El Paso, Texas, cities that lost a combined 31 people last weekend in America's latest mass shootings. He is scheduled to depart from Washington this hour. Mr. Trump and the First Lady are set to arrive in Dayton at mid-morning. The visits are not without controversy. Here is AP correspondent Mike Rossia.
As President Trump travels to Dayton and El Paso today, some residents are saying he should stay away. Criticism of Trump has been particularly strong in El Paso, a Texas border city where many have bristled at Trump's anti-immigrant rhetoric and some believe may have inspired the gunman in Saturday's attack. Dayton Mayor Nan Whaley told reporters Trump's scripted remarks on Monday in response to the shootings were disappointing. Recent polling by Pew Research Center found 85% of American adults believe U.S. political debate has become more negative. A majority say Trump has changed things for the worse. Mike Gracia, Washington.
American author Toni Morrison, the first black woman to win the Nobel Prize for Literature, has died. She was 88. Along with the Nobel, Morrison won the Pulitzer Prize for Fiction and the Presidential Medal of Freedom. From Washington, this is VOA News. Call it a sad sign of the times. There was something of a panic in New York City's Times Square Tuesday night. AP correspondent Matt Small has a report.
The New York City Police Department says the noise of backfiring motorcycles caused alarm and sent people scrambling in Times Square last night. The NYPD tweeted it had received a number of 911 calls and urged the public to remain calm, declaring the Times Square area is very safe and adding there was no active shooter. The scare comes just days after 31 people were killed in two mass shootings less than 24 hours apart in El Paso, Texas and Dayton, Ohio. I'm Matt Small.
U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper last week suggested the possibility of putting U.S. intermediate-range missiles in Asia. Today he said such a move is a long way off.
It's going to take, again, a few years to actually have some type of initial operational capable missiles, whether they are ballistic, cruise, you name it, to be able to deploy. And that's between now and then there's going to be a lot of dialogue.
China has vowed to counter any U.S. deployment of mid-range arms in Asia. British Airways has canceled dozens of flights from London airports after its check-in systems were hit by computer problems. AP correspondent Karen Shamis has a report from London.
According to the airline, short-haul flights from Gatwick, Heathrow and London City airports were being canceled or delayed due to a systems issue. British Airways said it was relying on backup and manual systems and cancelled 81 flights due to operate to or from Heathrow and 10 Gatwick flights. More than 200 other flights were delayed. The airline said passengers could rebook for another day. British Airways is not unfamiliar with system failures. In May 2017, tens of thousands of passengers were stranded when a global computer failure grounded hundreds of British Airways flights over 3 days. Karen Chamas, London.
China's currency has weakened once again, setting the stage for a fresh drop on world markets today. Yesterday, it seemed the situation was stabilizing, but China's central bank set the opening rate for the yuan today at less than 7 to the U.S. dollar, making Chinese exports cheaper. The bank has pledged to keep the currency level stable, but investors don't see evidence that will happen, and the United States has officially declared Beijing a currency manipulator. All of this making the U.S.-China trade war even more difficult to solve. American tariffs on another $300 billion of Chinese exports to this country are scheduled to take effect on September 1st. The Philippines is declaring a national dengue epidemic, saying the mosquito-borne disease has killed over 600 people so far this year. Dengue can cause severe flu-like symptoms and is commonly found in tropical countries worldwide. Gene Randall, VOA News.